The Encyclopedia of World Biography tells us that Mariana Martinez was an Austrian composer, active and widely esteemed during the age of Haydn and Mozart. She was said to be the author of the only symphony composed by a woman during the classical period in music, and she also wrote a number of other ambitious vocal and instrumental works. She showed musical gifts early on, and her father's friendship with the poet and librettist Metastasio resulted in opportunities for her to develop them. Initially inclined towards singing, she was steered by Metastasio toward Niccolo Porpora, an Italian transplant to Vienna who composed some of the most technically spectacular operatic vocal parts of the middle of the 18th century. Taking voice lessons with Porpora, Martinez was sometimes accompanied on the harpsichord by a penniless young musician from the Hungarian countryside who rented a room on the top floor of the handsome Vienna townhouse where her family lived, Franz Josef Haydn. Metastasio took the responsibility for her education, which was impressive for the time, even by the standards of Vienna's upper nobility. In 1773, Martinez won an important honor when she was admitted to the Accademia Filarmonica of Bologna, a society of composers and musical connoisseurs. For the academy, she composed a grand motet, the Dixit Dominus, for chorus, soloists, and orchestra. This work. Although Irving Gott noted in the Journal of Musicology that it may well be her masterpiece, it apparently fell victim to internal academy politics and was never performed. Martinez was the first woman composer inscribed in the academy's membership rolls, and her induction marked her emergence as one of Vienna's prominent composers. That we learn from the Encyclopedia of World Biography. And this is the opening of her Dixit Dominus. The Williamsport Civic Chorus will present a concert this Sunday featuring the Dixit Dominus by Mariana Martinez with one of Mozart's Regina Caeli settings at St. Mark's Lutheran Church on Market Street. Caleb Hopkins is assistant professor of music at Bucknell University and director of choral activities there, and he is music director and conductor of the Williamsport Civic Chorus. We had a chance to speak by phone with Dr. Hopkins about sacred voices, divine harmony, from Martinez to Mozart.
So our first concert will be 3 p.m. on November 9th at St. Mark's Lutheran in Williamsport, and it will feature two masterworks of the late 18th century. The first is by a composer who is well-known, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, his Regina Caeli, the setting of the Marian Antiphon, which he set three times. This is probably the most famous of those three. It's a rousing allegro with alternating passages for a quartet of soloists and choir, composed in 1779, which is relevant because it's likely that Mozart had heard Handel's Messiah 2 years prior, and there are certainly echoes of that in his setting of that text, Alleluia. And so we'll have a quartet of amazing soloists alternating with our choir and, of course, a chamber orchestra. And the heart of the program is a piece by a composer named Mariana Martinez, who is not probably very well known, but should be. And so her works are rightfully so receiving somewhat of a renaissance across the United States, and we're happy to be a part of that.
And what shape does that take? Is it like a cantata?
A cantata would be an appropriate label. I think grand motet is another label. So we're doing her Dixit Dominus, which is, of course, the setting of Psalm 110. Handel had a famous setting of that same text, also called Dixit Dominus, which is just the Latin title. And it's for choir and orchestra and soloists. And It is a fascinating piece in that it is simultaneously conservative and avant-garde for what people would have expected in the late 18th century. There's typical gallant style, tuneful melodies, ornaments like trills and runs and glissandi that would have been appropriate to music of the salon, but not necessarily expected in church music. So that's the sort of avant-garde element of it, which of course to our modern ears will not sound avant-garde, but in the late 18th century would have been. But she also displays her sort of mastery of older Baroque styles. There are two fugues in the piece, both on text, that explore the judgment of God. So that more antiquated style adds to the hermeneutic of that text. So she basically says, hey, I can do what Mozart and Haydn do, but I can also do what Bach and Handel did. And so it's a really, really fun piece, about 40 minutes long.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
And when you say a chamber orchestra, how many pieces would that be?
We'll have 15 instrumentalists. Mm-hmm. So it's strings, oboes, flutes, and timpani, and trumpet.
And you love doing this kind of program in the venue.
Yes. So St. Mark's is a very vibrant live acoustic, so we're excited. Of course, they also generously host our weekly rehearsals, so we're excited to have our concert on site there as well.
Dr. Caleb Hopkins, music director and conductor of the Williamsport Civic Chorus, speaking with us about a program titled Sacred Voices, Divine Harmony, from Martinez to Mozart, Sunday, November 9th at 3 p.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, 142 Market Street in Williamsport. For more information, on the web, williamsportciviccorus.org.